Republic of Texas Radio. We've been all over the place and off-world today. And no, this is not George Norrie, not Rents. You know, this is the Republic of Texas Radio Show, where we talk about, well, whatever we talk about. And for everybody that, well, I don't know, we get all upset at us talking about crazy stuff. Sorry, man, got to talk about it. You know, it's out there. And is it the distraction? I don't know. Is it the truth? I don't know. Let's go back to what we're being talked to, what's going around in the news. Last night, there was an incident in London, and, three guys, what we're told, in a van, ran over a whole bunch of people, then jumped out with 12-inch knives, and they said, 12-inch knives, huh, interesting. And they went around stabbing people for 8 minutes till the cops showed up with the guns and shot them. Right, and I think it's a crime that those people don't have guns. And Caesar just joined us at the top of the hour, and he was talking or asking if it's a Operation Gladio. Is it a false flag? Did they do this on purpose? I don't know. I do seem to go into that mindset, Caesar, when I see these events. But you know, in all reality, if I were to go out on a limb, I'd say no. Because, the way that the media is, covering this at this time, what you see is there's a little bit of chatter on it, but all the talking heads are focused on the event. They're not chattering. They're really the thing. But it just doesn't feel right. You never know. You may know, but what do you think? Where's your gut?
Well, listen, you guys are basically like you guys know it all, so I figured I'd ask you guys. I think MI6 might have been behind it. It could be MK Ultra, the Monarch Project. They could have been Manchurian candidates. I mean, they came out with knives. You know, you can't take a knife to a gunfight. But I saw in the paper, in the Post, the Times, the Daily News, they looked like they had something strapped to their bodies.
Yeah, I heard about that. They say that they had suicide vests, or that they kind of look like bombs or something like that. But I don't know.
And there were reports of explosions, you know, early on. Like I said, I was watching it. You know, RT had you know, people down there on the street with cameras, and Polly Boyko running around down there with a microphone. And you know, can we say for certain, was it Operation Gladio? Was it this? You know, I'm like you. You know, I've read all about, you know, the MK Ultra projects. I know what, you know, was, you know, theoretically possible, you know, with being able to control people, you know, electronically through whatever means, you know, chemicals, however you want to put it. Can we say that it's completely false? No. Was it created through an MK Ultra subjects? You know, that's a very good possibility. Once again, you know, they can present what they want to us, and most of the population will believe what is presented to them. You know, it's the people like us that sit back and question that really are a thorn in their side. And, you know, they start everything up. You know, they start, oh, well, you're a racist, you're this and that. Caesar, I got a feeling that you're probably not, you know, a Caucasian-type person. But, you know, if I met you on the street, I'd probably, you know, like I said, I don't look... When I look at someone, do I see a brown or a black person? Yeah, but that's not the person I'm looking for. You know, the exterior is nothing to me. I look for what's inside of a person. You know, are you a good, decent person? You know, that's what I try to look for. I don't care what color you are or what shape you are. You know, I look for a little bit deeper than that. We've all been taught to be so superficial and just look at the superficial stuff, and that's what they present to us. You know, there are those of us who look deeper into things and use our brains and think a little bit about it instead of just reacting emotionally to what's presented to us.
Mm-hmm. You know,
well, one of two things. MK Ultra is a third level degree hypnosis superimposed over an individual's personality. And as far as the question of you saying I'm not, I don't sound like I'm Caucasian, we're from the north of Spain, a little town called Asturias. That's where my mother and father are from. And in that town, if you ain't white and you ain't got blue or green eyes and blonde hair, forget it, because there's no dark-skinned people there. But it's okay, you're forgiven. But getting back to the whole MK Ultra thing, like I said, it's a third level degree hypnosis superimposed over the individual's personality. It's almost like they compartmentalize the brain. so that one doesn't know what the other is doing. It's almost like a MELAB, the military abductee, something similar to that.
Mm-hmm. That's very possible. You know, the possibilities are
around. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys are the masters. I'm just a humble little guy, just strolling right by. I don't know anything.
I don't claim to be a master, Caesar. I just claim to have used my brain and looked into a lot of different possibilities, you know, because I know I've realized that what we've been told is not the truth. So I've been searching for it, and that's all we can do is try to search and figure out what we can see is a little bit more. Is this more of the truth, or is this more of a lie? You know, everyone has their own perspective on it, but you know that's why, you know, it's good when we do get together and we discuss things like this.
All right, and you know, to the point of, is it a Operation Gladio type event? I'm going to be looking forward to finding out what Chris Hinckley has to say tomorrow morning. You know, he's the one to really break those kind of subjects down, and he's on at like 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on Road Warrior Radio, and it's not basic. I don't know. He has a more advanced show, and you have to understand a few of those subjects. I don't know. You ever listen to Chris Hinckley? Caesar?
Yeah, I listen to him. He's very detailed and to the point. I listen to a lot of things. I like American Freedom Radio. I like Red State Radio. I mean, I get look, sometimes I don't know if these stations are here as an escape valve for the people to get out their stress. I don't know if these stations are part of Mockingbird. I don't know, because the whole system is so corrupted. And you can't believe anything anymore because you're in the Matrix, which is that world that they pull over our eyes to blind us from the truth, that we're born into this mental, emotional, and this spiritual prison. And you can't even turn the TV on anymore because it's all negative. The newspaper, the TV, everything. You see, they even know that the frequency that they post the music at, which is two frequencies, it's analog and digital. One is 44.1, I think the other one is 34, 38. They know that that's not in harmony with the universe. So they're hitting us with all this constantly. I mean,
right.
It
puts you on edge. It puts you on edge. They know the different frequencies, the different beats and everything, that the ones that will calm, the ones that will, you know, put you on edge. Yeah, you know, Steve and I have had this conversation several times because his father was a high-level Rosicrucian. My father was a 32nd degree Mason and an Air Force intelligence, you know, person. He was a cryptographer. So, you know, Steve and I, we've had this discussion, you know, are we MK Ultra? You know, we don't know because, you know, our upbringing and our parents' past, you know, we might be mind control victims ourselves for all we know. You know, how would you know it if you are?
Well, I was a Rosicrucian myself at the highest levels of the pyramid. I was actually Grand Master of the Lodge, and I was a Mason. So I, you know, in that study of the Rosicrucian order in San Jose, California, it's almost like a university. They teach you, you know, to understand things that you would not normally understand. And, you know,
What time frame was that, Caesar? Because my dad was over there. His name was Tom O'Brien.
I might have known him. I was there in 1980.
Yeah, that's about the right time, you know.
Was your father not Grand Masters, Steve?
Well, he was, and I forget. You see, the Rosicrucians have a rotating order. Is that correct, Caesar? Because you enter and then you go upward and then you go sideways or something like that. But he was doing it in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, they have the chanting, the Ra Ma, which is, you know, the father figure, the mother figure. They have the colognes, which they have to be virgins. And they come in dressed in white. They basically wear no bras, no underwear. They come in with a white dress, and the columns come around. And, you know, it's a whole thing, but you have to understand what's behind it. You got to realize something, that spirit is within everything. The world, everything, if it's not for spirit, the things of the materialistic world would not be perceived as they are. And the soul is the immortal God in man that at the time of transition continues on, because this body is mostly like a television set. The signal is not in the TV. It's being transmitted to the TV. So if the TV breaks, it don't mean that there's no more signal being transmitted. Just your TV can't pick it up, because our body's like the spacesuit to walk on planet Earth, just like the astronaut has to wear a spacesuit to walk on the moon. So depending on how many lives you've gone through and what you've experienced here, because it's a learning experience, you have to, as it says in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, you have to learn to love others as God loves you, because God is love. So once you learn that, then you can move on to the next stage. You know, we're just here on a journey, and you either learn from the journey or you don't learn from the journey. So not everyone is at the same spiritual level.
Well,
yeah, sounds like you are the expert, Caesar. You said we're the experts. It sounds like you are more the expert than we are.
No, sir, I am no expert. I was an officer in the military. I was a captain. I had QSI compartmentalized. I was 101, 101st Airborne Long Range Recon Patrol. I'm a nobody. I'm just a regular guy, a regular citizen. I don't know nothing. I mean, but I will tell you this. You were talking before about the zero-point technology, which is the anti-gravity technology, which they stole that from the Germans. That was patented with the Glocka, where they brought it back. So the Germans already had this technology, which was the Foo Fighters. And basically all it is just anti-gravity. It's what they call zero point, which is what Tesla was researching.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I agree with everything you said.
So now, do you know what a PLF is? Have you ever heard that terminology?
PLF.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, it's a programmable life form. In the dumps, the deep underground military bases, they don't need a woman to grow the life form anymore. They could take a person and they could clone them, grow them in a vat, and they could pull the soul out of that one person and put it into that other body. They can detain the soul. They have the technology to detain the soul and take it from one body and transfer it to another. When they create these programmable life forms, this is what you know as an alien. You see, there is no aliens in outer space. There is none of that. We are the aliens. We are the ones that are going out to outer space. It is us. You follow? So just like it's us, you see, look, they've got the holographic portal. They've got the Stargate. Okay, they've got the teleportation. They've got, in CERN, they have the Collider. Okay, they have the technology. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I follow. Caesar, I saw a report where they actually accomplished, being able to teleport. You know, they said they just teleported, you know, a non life organism across a room. You know, so I believe, you know, and these are little gems that periodically, if you watch enough, you know, you will catch these little gems and you'll never hear about it again. They'll report it once. It's almost like, you know, they say that they have to tell us, you know, what they've accomplished and what they're doing. You know, I saw a report on synthetic DNA. You know, it might not be the spark of life, but that determines what that spark of life becomes. You know, the codons, you know, in the genetic structure. So yes, I know all this stuff is possible, and it's all being hidden from us.
Do you know what Schumann resonance is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pulse of the earth. It's the Schumann resonance that works with the DNA, that the DNA comes apart and connects.
The Schumann has shot up lately.
Excuse me?
The Schumann has shot up lately. Real high.
The resonance frequency of the Earth
resonance.
Has shot up.
The resonance frequency, yes, of the planet. Okay, I see. So if you take the Schumann resonance out, the people start bumping into walls and they become delirious and they don't know where they are, because that Schumann frequency is the sound of the water, the singing of the birds. It's the planet's pulse.
Right. It's what drives us.
Well, radar is actually video.
Well, you know, we're talking about frequencies here, and that's all very interesting, because, you know, the resonance frequency of the Earth, you know, a lot of people tell us that, we're coming into the age of Aquarius or whatever, right? So that a lot of talk goes into the ripening of the consciousness. And we've got a lot of electronic means, Caesar, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, and you too, Ken, you know, like 2.4 gigahertz, right? We used to cook our chicken with it in a microwave, and now we just cook our children with the tablets and with our little routers that we plug into them. And that, you know, what's that for? Is that to keep us so we can't actually think? I believe. Oh, I know. You know, it's all pretty screwed up.
I believe it's all just to keep us muddled, to keep us from becoming what we're possible of becoming. I believe that they're just keeping everything scrambled up, you know, except for the very few who know what's going on. You know, they don't know somehow to protect themselves from whatever they're spraying in the air above us, whatever they're, you know, sending up through the earth to us. I believe that, you know, that there are the few who want that technology just for themselves, because that's what makes them special, you know, in their minds.
Sure. You know, guys, in my job, I install these things that grab the radiation from the outside, and they call them cell phone boosters, and they transmit it to the inside of the house, and these people want their cell phones to work inside these rock houses with metal roofs. And, you know, it kind of hurts me to be, you know, doing this to these people, but they want these things because they need their phones and so forth. One time I walked into a house and I was doing a site survey, and it was an old German house, and it was built with rock. And when I say rock, I meant, you know, rock. These walls were about 2.5 feet thick. It was a little tiny house. And you walk into this little section, and there was an add-on that was built with sticks. But this one section, you walk in there, and you felt something.
Peace.
You felt nothing. Peace, yeah. And I'm sitting there going, whoa. And the guy's like, well, can you get signal in here? And I'm like, why would you?
Can you make this chaotic for me?
Yeah. Why would you? This feels good, right? And I don't know. Maybe it was just me that sensed that. But there's hardly any place in this world that you can go to be, you know, away from the radiation that keeps us away from the Schumann resonance, right? Well, I don't know. Is that where you wanted to go today, Caesar? Sorry.
That's a new one.
No,
on
I didn't.
I wouldn't doubt it. Otherwise, you would basically dissociate. Otherwise, we would probably basically dissociate. Our cellular structure would degrade. I don't doubt that at all.
That's very new to me, you know, but it sounds about right. So we'll just, like, you know, become a bunch of whole free floating things like what happened in Lucy. You know, I don't know. Did we lose Caesar?
Well, gentlemen, it's been an interesting conversation. I mean, I did go off topic, and I apologize for that, but very interesting.
Yeah, Caesar,
really,
you know, on
no
this
topic.
Show, we really have no ultimate topic. You know, we're willing to go about anywhere because, you know, we know that we've been lied to, and we're just searching for, you know, a little bit more of the truth. You know, hopefully for the good of, you know, what we call humanity.
Yeah, well, and don't forget that any form of artificial magnetic radiation causes cancer, and cancer is not a disease; it's a nutritional deficiency of the autonomic nervous system. The body does not have the proper molecular lumberyard to replicate the cells, so it starts creating tumors. It's doing what the body's supposed to do. And then you go to the medical industrial complex, and they give you the wrong treatment for it, because it is only a nutritional deficiency. If you go back to an 1800-style diet, there was no cancer.
Yep. Like I said, you know, my opa, you know, he lived almost 100, and he ate, you know, sausage and eggs and bacon and all that stuff, you know, every day of his life. And, you know, he was always perfectly healthy because he was out here on his own farm. He went out, he rode his horses, you know, to check his fence lines. They had rock fences out here. You know, of course, it all switched to barbed wire, but he lived a more peaceful life. He didn't have all these interruptions and everything. So, yeah, he was in touch with the earth. You know, they produced and they lived and they were comfortable.
All right. Thanks for the call, Caesar. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, but, man, got a lot to cover still. Hold on. Be right back.
Eat. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Yep, we're back. Hey, we got a short segment coming up, and then we got about a half hour left. We got a little bit of stuff to cover, but you can call in. Just distract us if you feel like it. 1-800-313-9443. Man, how does this actually fit the world around us? You see, earlier on in the show, I was telling you that, you know, all the crazy shenanigans are coming here to Texas again, right? And this story, I don't know what the heck is going to come from it, because they've been busy in the world that we're shown, tearing down statues from the Civil War and saying, well, that's just offensive for people. Don't give me your history. And we can do that, right? We want to be sensitive to all these people and so forth. So next weekend, on Saturday the 10th, the masked men from Antifa, Texas, are going to be going down to a statue of Sam Houston. And, well, I don't know. You know, it's a group. They're trying to go down to Houston, and I guess they told the Black Lives Matter that they can't come because they're too violent. Going, what? You know, so Antifa says Black Lives Matter is too violent. So, you know, we planned to protest the statue of, you know, Sam Houston down in Houston, and we want it torn down because, you know, that he's a racist, right? So we wanted all racists must go, damn whitey. And so, you know, all of a sudden, this car is causing quite a stir, and we'll have to see how that goes, because I know all the, you know, the Texas Independence folks, man, that would be just what they need to rile up all the Texas people. But I don't think that they're going to get a big bang from that. I think they're afraid. I doubt that they're going to even show up, you know, even on their Facebook page that they're trying to organize from. Most of the people are just going, you guys are absolutely bonkers. Come on, show up, put on your little black hoodie, right, and come over there and try to hit me with a bicycle lock, right? So, could be an interesting day down in Houston, Texas. Just do a search on the internet for, you know, I don't know what you'd search for, you know, but, or go to TexNat.org, the Texas Nationals. They're covering it. They're rallying all the people. You probably won't hear about this on the news, not until it's a done deal, because, well, that would piss off a lot of people. What do you think, Doc? We've had you quiet for quite a bit talking all our woo-woo stuff. This is real world stuff now. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I think all of it's real world, and again, it was interesting just sitting here listening. But, you know, I've said before, if you're going to start destroying history because certain people are screaming and hollering and don't like it, first off, I wonder who's stirring the pot. But secondly, if we're going to get into all this, when do they start tearing down everything that's tied with the United States independence from Great Britain, because they said they enslaved everybody? So does that mean that we have to start changing the names of all the things that remind us of England in any way, shape, or form? That's going to change a lot of cities' names and states and colleges. And, you know, God only knows where it stops. Pretty soon, everything will be so politically correct that there will be no life.
Control mechanism.
It's numbers.
It's numbers. You're right. It's the control mechanism they're trying to bring us, you know, bring it, you know, to stifle us all with. Yeah, it's going to take numbers, like Ken said. I say it all the time. It's numbers. All we're trying to do is wake enough people up so that we have a chance to survive and become.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that that's going to be a no-show down there in Texas, in Houston, at least a no-show for the, you know, Snowflake Antifa. You know, that's about it. That's what I think. Hey, you got anything more, Ken, or should we move on to Sovereign Man? Magnetic ink, really? Okay. Hey, Sovereign Man, are you out there? What's going on, man?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, this is your man on the street live at the Bilderberg Conference in Chantilly, Virginia.
Sweet,
I wish
man.
I was
Thank
there.
You.
I wish I was there.
Hang on. We brought you on right in time for the music. 1-800-313-9443. We got Sovereign Man on the line, and we're going to be talking about something when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
How's that for
at least,
folks?
I think I must be.
Sounds of the Cosmos.
No. Is that the Schumann residence, Ken? I know you said it was the Moody Blues, but I don't know. What is that, man? This ain't late night radio, but seemed to fit. Hey, let's get back to Sovereign Man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Things that make you go hum.
What's that?
Things that make you go hum. Oh, Alex, I'll take Human Resonance for 300.
Hey.
I wish we had a one-month show. I wish we had a one-month show. Two hours is just not enough.
No. Hey, that should be a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you thinking today, Sovereign Man?
Thoughts. All kinds. I wish I was at the Bilderberg, but hey, I wish I would have had a heads up that so I could have made arrangements. Because, you know, I am in FEMA Region 3, and the Bilderberg Conference is in the belly of the beast. Yeah. I think it's at
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, but what's ironic is that it's at the Westin Inn or something like that, and the logo for the Westin Inn is a W, but where the two V's that make up the W, they intersect and make a V up above, like a Volkswagen, you know, VW kind of thing.
Right.
And it's right there in your face, 666, you know?
Right, 666, exactly.
And going back to the Nazi technology, everything, it all interconnects.
Yeah. They put their fingerprints over it on everything. But, you know, the Almighty's greater, so hallelujah. I want to let you know, I've been having a problem getting into the Republican Texas chat. Maybe they're doing maintenance. Maybe I could say there's a conspiracy going on, and they're not letting us get in the chat. But you can go to rbnlive.chattango.com, CHANTANGO. That's working. I'm going to put some links in there.
So it's just ours. That's down.
Yeah. Well, it's probably part of... They're probably doing maintenance to the system. That's the only thing I can think. That's what I want to think. How's that?
It's kind of like, you know, I talked to a security expert for, you know, Samsung at one point, and, you know, we chattered a little bit, and you know, I finally looked at him. I said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if it's run by a grid electron, they can control it. And he just kind of looked at me and nodded his head. So, the glitches and everything, I can't say this for certain, but, you know, just knowing and kind of studying how they control us and everything, I think that statement's pretty much true.
Yeah, it is.
Sovereign Man, I've been listening to you call into different shows for seems like forever now. You know, I remember first hearing you call into Alex Jones just so many years ago. And
God bless you, my son.
Yeah, you're an icon, man. But the thing is, it's a weird reality that we live in today, right? Alex Jones is now part of the corporate media. We've got all these things. Bilderberg's real, right? You know, before it's like, well, that don't even exist. And now, you know, Bilderberg's real, but they're still not covering it, right? But Alex Jones is covering it, and now all the media is watching Alex Jones. And it's kind of like, then we've got another old-timer, right? It seems like an old-timer to me, you know, Luke Gradowski, you know, he's out there. And he's grown up from a kid, you know? Go ahead.
He and a bunch of the guys from, what was that video? What was one of the first videos about 9/11? It was a bunch of students.
Right. I don't remember the early years.
One of them was the golden boy that went with AJ, and the doctor, the dentist dad gave him the new teeth. Not in plain sight, but you know what I'm talking about.
Loose change.
That's it. A bunch of guys from Loose Change out of Loose Change came the whole. What is that? We are change.
It was Alex Jones's first attempt to become more than the Alex Jones Show. He went ahead and, you know, the guy that made Loose Change, and I can't remember his name right now, and I don't have the chat room. Somebody would be able to tell me. But he had the show called The Info Warrior. And then all of a sudden,
yeah, that
he
was,
disappeared. Yeah,
I got his name right on the on the tip of my tongue. I'm having aphasia.
Well, we have been to outer space and everywhere else, so.
Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to him. I think he was doing a, last time I did research trying to find what he did.
He was doing a gig, but he did a really good a documentary on the Bilderberg Group. Right before his exit from Ajax. And his name will come to me, but let me interject this real quick before we get it way off sideways. Chris has been found.
Oh, good.
He's in Sparks, Nevada. He's being held captive in a mental health facility, you know, a quote-unquote mental health facility. I'm going to drop some links in, and I want to give kudos to Mer Bailey. She listened to, I believe it's with Roger Sales' show on AFR, and Chris actually did call in. I'm going to put a link in the chat to get the MP3. He sounds pretty good. Just keep them in your prayers, and we've got to get them the hell out of there.
Yeah, I think about Chris quite often.
All right.
I'm going over to rbnlive.chattango.com right now to get those links. I've been thinking about Chris, wondering where he's at. And we always talked about what happens when they come for you and they say you're crazy because you can see. You know,
no, there should be a. You should have a network where when you dial the reverse 911, you dial 119, and your network, all your boys are on the other end. It sends out a message and says, "Hey, the gang's here. Let's bring our gang." So they come in and they grab you, and they go outside, and your gang saying, "Lay on the ground, drop your weapons, lay on the ground."
LRN.fm has an application for Android and iPhone devices. It's called Cell 411. With Cell 411, you can actually build those kind of groups, and you get notifications about, you know, you can join the groups. Instead of calling 911, you just call Cell 411, you hit the Cell 411
thing. Reverse 119. I think Copper Cards was doing that for a short while. Remember those guys, Copper Cards?
I'm trying to make it ring a bell.
I'm a technology loving Luddite, so I'm pretty much out of that.
How about this? Did you ever watch the video Celestial, Steve-O?
No, Celestial, huh?
It's called Celestial. I think I shot you a link to it over Skype. I'll put the link to it back in the chat. It's a movie. Done by, what's his name? The guy that did the video on the Skyfish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about, the Skyfish? Flying rod?
No, I'm out there, you know.
Okay, these things are going through the atmosphere. They're like, you can't really see them with your naked eye because they're moving so fast. And these in it, they're... I don't know what you would call them because they don't look like they have physical form, except they're kind of clear. Maybe they're cloaked, and they look like flying silverfish. Only the legs, are like, you know, a fin, like a airfoil or whatever. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I'll look for that link. I'm interested. Hey,
yeah,
we got Mark
yeah, it's
New
actually
York.
He did a video on the moon, and he and another guy shot footage of the moon, and this is in relationship to Ken. What was his name? Who was the guy that you had on earlier?
Ken. Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah. Ken's on it, man. He's on it. He's been reading a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he has. Hey, we're gonna move on to Mark in New York. But man,
bless
just call
guys.
In more often, Sovereign Man.
Yeah, hey, well, I'll, Maybe we could do a show on like MK Ultra or something, man. Because the cell towers are important.
Yeah, let's do it. That.
All right,
let's do it.
Blessings.
Okay, take care. Yeah, let's just move on real quick and see what happens with Mark in New York. Hey, welcome, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Not much to contribute. Just kudos out to the board app for the 1967 Moody Blues bumper music. That was quite a throwback.
Yeah, definitely. We should get Ken to do music more often, you know, let him be a contributor.
I think that was from the days of Future Past, 1967. At first I thought, you know, that can't be what I'm hearing. And I listened, and sure enough, it was there. That's extremely out there.
Well, it should be out there, you know. Is RBN serious? Yeah, we're serious. But everything's important, you know. I don't know. Everything needs to be talked about. You know, one of the things, Mark, you know, Sovereign Man was just on with us, right? And there's a lot of broadcasters that won't go off the deep end, right? And like Alex Jones, he won't even talk about aliens or this or that because he's afraid they're going to make fun of him. Well, go ahead, make fun of me if you want to, but you can't explain a lot of this, you know, strange stuff. And I believe the reason, Ken, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you brought on the Moody Blues song was because of the tone, right? And a lot of that, well, I think, therefore I am. That's a deep thing. Okay. Well, here's this. At that time, what time, Mark, what year was that? 1967, did you say?
Sure, yeah.
Something like that. Was that the time that...
If it wasn't 67, it was 68.
Well, wasn't that the time that The Prisoner was being made on BBC, where we heard about, you know, you guys remember The Prisoner? I am not a number. It's crazy. It's like the reality around us today.
Endless possibilities. You know, there are very few things that I consider fact in my world anymore. There are just endless possibilities.
Yep. I don't know. Hey, Doc, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, if you look in the Old Testament and look at it as a history book, no matter what your beliefs are, they talk about Nephilims, and they were like the fallen angels from heaven, and they bred with the women and got in trouble. And that would maybe explain a lot of the things that we can't explain and where the technology and all the things happened way, way back that don't make any sense. I saw the newer version of the Noah movie, and I didn't understand until I went back and did a little research in the Old Testaments about the Nephilims, and they had all these giant creatures in the new Noah, and they had knowledge that wasn't meant to be shared with, you know, the humans, and they weren't supposed to breed with the human women, and they did. So that could explain a lot of the things that we can't explain, and it's a good history reference. And I don't know if everybody's familiar with Nephilims. I'm sure they are, but pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, you know, being the Republic of Texas radio show here, have you ever heard of the possible origins of the city of Rock Wall, Texas? Supposedly
yes.
There is a giant rock wall, a big ring that was built like a defensive fortress, and supposedly at the base of it, if they've excavated, that they have found large skulls and bone structures and such. So is it true, or is it just endless possibilities? You can't close your mind off to anything. You know, if you've read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, the answer is 42. You know, so is that completely out there? Who knows?
42.
I think Steve Quayle's the authority on that topic.
I've heard him talk about that quite a bit. You know, it's an interesting topic. Hey, guys, I'm over at CNN.com right now, and I'm looking at a picture of, you know, the crack where they expect the big old chunk of ice to break away. And, you know, perhaps they're going to come out and save the Nephilim we're living down there, or these giant people. But I'm looking at this photograph, and it shows a bunch of white stuff called snow, and there's a line that they've plowed out, and I guess they're saying that that's where the crack is, and that's the chunk that's going to fall down. But the photograph also shows a jet engine, but you know that little swirly thing in the middle of a jet engine? It kind of like spins around so you can tell that it's actually on. It looks solid. Well, that stripe on the jet engine isn't turning. It's just solid. Is that camera that dang fast that it can catch a spinning jet engine, or is that a fake? I don't know. Reality seems to be, they make a lot of stuff up. I guess that's all I'm saying. What do you think, Mark? Where are we in the world? It's crazy out here.
I think that's why the Matrix trilogy is such a smash hit, is because everybody feels the illusion of it all.
There you go.
Author for Loose Change.
Oh, go ahead. Loose Change.
Dylan Avery. Loose Change.
Oh, I was thinking of Jason Burmes.
Isn't that his name?
Oh, nah. I just looked it up.
Okay. Well, appreciate your call. Hey, take care, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles?
So here we fight all through the
All right, we're back. The Public of Texas Radio, if you're tuning in to find out what's the latest going on Texas independence, I'll tell you, it's going to be happening in Houston. The snowflakes, the Antifa, they allegedly want to go down there and at Herman Park and take down the statue. They're not going to take it down, but they're going to start protesting, saying we have to take it down because Sam Houston, he's a racist. 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 So that's what's going on. That's going to galvanize things. we've been talking about a lot of stuff today, you know, and it's not just all Texas politics and, you know, Texas independence. You know, that's important, too. Personal independence is probably more important than that, you know, being free, you know, free yourself, man, free yourself first. That's
body
what they always
mind.
Tell me.
Body and mind.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, I'm in the chat room, but I'm just not logged in, CFR. You know, I'm seeing that, and I was just given this list of people that contributed to Loose Change. It was Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and Jason Burmes. And Jason was, of course, Alex Jones' first golden boy. He's gone on a long way and kind of a strange universe, and we'll see where we go. You know, we never know where we're going to go, right, Alan?
Exactly. Endless possibilities.
Yep. But, you know, time, at least the time that we live in, to get all woo-woo, is fleeting, and we're heading towards the top of the hour. We don't have much time here with y'all. You know, we appreciate you kind of like, you know, tuning in and letting us go all different directions. It is all connected. You know, it really is. And, you know, it was, you know, Sovereign Man was talking about, you know, coming back on and doing some stuff. Yeah, man, reach out to me. Let's hook that up. I think that would be fun, talking about MK Ultra, whatever the heck. We can go sideways on that. But next week, we definitely will cover what happens on the 10th down in Houston, whether it's going to be a big boom. Maybe it's going to galvanize Texas again, right? Because around here, they like what's-his-face, Sam Houston, right? Now, I just see him as a person, right? And he really wanted to just get land. You know, he wanted money, and he was making money, and there you go, right? And there were slaves in Texas. Yeah, that's okay. But
I've got a copy of the land grant signed free and clear to my great-great-grandfather, signed by Sam Houston, you know, Republic of Texas.
To try to take that away from the people here in Texas, you know, wash history. I thought about washing history here in Texas. We got this guy named Lyndon B. Johnson. He grew up, you know, about 12 miles from here. And so everything around here is, there's LBJ Park, there's LBJ Pool. I'm saying delete those names. Those guys were evil. There's a statue of Lyndon B. Johnson. It sits about 7-8 feet tall in the middle of Main Street here in Fredericksburg, Texas. And I say, tear it down. Bring it down. Right? Is that the same thing they're saying about, you know, all these Confederate statues down south? I guess it is. Right? And I have different reasons for wanting it tore down. I don't believe he was a good man. I believe that he was definitely not a good man. And, well, whatever, guys. Until next time, keep your eyes open. Strange times. And you want to learn more about the endless possibilities. Chris Hinckley's on at 10 tomorrow. You want to talk about the London stuff? That's where you should listen. It's Road Warrior Radio, 10 a.m. Until next week, folks. Love y'all.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.